Captain Morgan's AM, US equity markets retreat, bond markets rally. Corporate earnings still in focus.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated despite another round of solid corporate earnings releases as investors continued to eye fresh COVID-19 impacts and slowing growth in China. Dow added 54 points or 0.2%, broader S&P 500 eased 0.3%, with energy down 1.4%, the worst performing primary sector for a second consecutive session. General Motors down 1.8% announced that its Lansing Delta Township Assembly Plant in Michigan and Spring Hill Assembly Plant in Tennessee would take downtime from July 19 through July 26th. The Nasdaq fell 0.7%, the small capitalization Russell 2000 index down 0.6%. Moderna Inc. rallied over 5% in the extended session after S&P Dow Jones Indices confirmed that the biotechnology company would be added to the S&P 500 index at the opening of trading on the 21st of July, replacing Alexion Pharmaceuticals. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell concluded his semi-annual testimony on monetary policy to Congress overnight, reiterating his message from his appearance a day earlier that inflation has risen significantly and would likely remain high for a few months before moderating. US corporate earnings, Alcoa Corp slipped 0.3% in extended trading, despite the aluminium and alumina producer posting record second quarter adjusted earnings per share. The company said it continues to expect a strong 2021 based on the continued economic recovery and increased demand for aluminium in all end markets. Morgan Stanley edged 0.2% higher after the financial services group posted better than expected earnings per share and revenue. However, trading revenue fell 31%. To $3.3 billion, below economist forecasts for just over $4 billion. United Health Group gained 1.3% after the healthcare provider posted better-than-expected second-quarter numbers, accompanied by an upgrade to its full-year earnings outlook. In US economic data, manufacturing output, which accounts for about 12% of the US economy, dipped 0.1% in June against economist forecasts for a 0.2% climb. It was dragged down by a 6.6% plunge in automotive production, with a global chip shortage forcing automakers to adjust production schedules. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank's Business Activity Index fell to 21.9 in July from 30.7 in June and well below economists' expectations for a reading of 28. And the latest weekly jobless claims figures recorded that the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell to a 16-month low last week. European bourses declined, with the oil and gas sector down 2.7%, weighing most heavily on the benchmark pan-European Stoxx 600 index, which was down just shy of 1%. Both Germany's DAX and France's CAC also lost 1%. London's FTSE 100 fell 1.1%, with heavyweight energy majors BP and Royal Dutch Shell both declining around 2.5% plus. British Airways parent International Consolidated Airlines Group and budget carrier EasyJet both traded at their lowest levels since February. Bank of England policymaker Michael Saunders said the central bank could decide to halt its bond buying program early because of an unexpectedly sharp rise in inflation. Mr. Saunders' comments followed observations from Bank of England Deputy Governor Dave Ramsden on Wednesday, who said that the central bank may need to consider tightening policy sooner than expected, as inflation could rise to 4% later this year. Elsewhere on the UK economic data front, labour market statistics for June were released overnight, recording that company payrolls rose for a seventh consecutive month, up 356,000, the largest increase recorded. The unemployment rate in the 3 months through May slipped 0.2% to 4.8%. Base metals were mostly firmer as weaker-than-expected China economic data raised hopes in some quarters of further monetary easing from the top metals consumer. Copper rose 0.9% to be trading just above $4.27 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel rose 1% and zinc 1.3%, while aluminium lost 0.4%. China's National Bureau of Statistics yesterday released activity data for June, much of which was slightly ahead of economists' forecasts. However, China's second quarter gross domestic product growth increased 7.9% in the second quarter from a year ago, falling short of economist forecasts for 8.1%. Benchmark spot iron ore gained $3.43 or 1.6% to $222.09 a metric tonne. Gold futures settled $4 higher at $1,829 an ounce, marking the highest close since the 16th of June. Oil prices retreated, WTI down $1.48 or 2% to $71.65 a barrel, the lowest settlement since the 18th of June. Brent lost $1.29 to $73.47 a barrel. The Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries released their latest monthly report overnight and forecast world oil demand to grow by 6 million barrels per day in 2021, unchanged from its June projection. OPEC said there are solid expectations for global economic growth in 2022, with improved containment of COVID-19, particularly in emerging and developing countries, expected to allow oil demand to return to pre-pandemic levels next year. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 5.9 basis points to 1.3%, and the Australian dollar is weaker, buying around 74.3 US cents. Consumer inflation expectations for July headline today's Australian economic calendar. The Bank of Japan hosts its latest monetary policy meeting and is not expected to tinker with its main policy settings, but it could trim growth forecasts.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.